The issues the American people see as priorities are numerous, and they can move up and down on the list as current events take place. One of the issues, which remains high in priority and certainly debated, is abortion. The trend in recent polls and studies have shown the number of abortions to be decreasing, while the view against late-term abortion is increasing. Nevertheless, most Democrats feel that promising greater opportunity and access to abortion is part of a winning route for their 2020 efforts. My next guest is part of an organization which is making their biggest effort ever against this plan to the tune of over $50 million. She is the national spokesperson with the Susan B. Anthony List and Women Speak Out, Mallory Quigley. How are you today, Mallory?
Great. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, good to have you here. Talk about this. SBAList.org. Learn more about this issue and the work of the Susan B. Anthony List. I'm assuming, like I said, this is the most your organization has ever spent in a address the voters as well as a get out the voter effort. Why do you think that now's the time to put this extra large effort out for 2020?
Yes. Well, really our effort and the pro-life momentum across the country has been growing over the last 10 years. I would say that Americans are so encouraged on the one hand by the pro-life leadership exhibited by the president and the pro-life Senate majority. You know, Donald Trump has just had win after win for unborn children and their mothers, talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, those pro-life Supreme Court justices, and the list goes on. On the other side, we've seen pro-abortion Democrats really just take the training wheels off their, you know, they're not hiding at all their pro-abortion extremism. That's just become abundantly clear thanks to Governor Cuomo lighting up the One World Trade Center pink in celebration of abortion on demand, Governor Northam talking about leaving babies to die after they survived failed abortions. And so this extremism is just out on the table for everyone to see. And Americans are horrified by that. A majority of people, not just pro-life activists who've been in this fight for a long time. So I think that just the clarity that's been presented by the pro-abortion side and by President Trump and the pro-life movement is helping people to understand what's at stake.
Was it easier to get this larger effort out because of the fact that you've had in the past two election cycles, 2016, 2018, this is an effort you've made before, just not to this degree. So it's really just an expansion as opposed to a cold start.
That's right. Since 2014, Susan B. Anthony List has been growing our presence on the ground in battleground states. We've gone from, you know, a few dozen canvassers to over 1,000 canvassers in the last election cycle. And what we do is we partner with our pro-life allies at the state level, county level, you know, to find the most dedicated pro-life people who are used to, you know, praying outside of abortion facilities, talking to their friends and neighbors about the life issue, and they go door to door and talk to voters in their communities about what's at stake. And so, yes, in some places, like we're currently active on the ground in Florida, North Carolina, and Arizona. Florida and Arizona are, you know, we've been on the ground since 2016, in the case of Florida, 2018, last Arizona, 2014, North Carolina, we're returning there after we first helped elect Senator Tom Tillis in 2014. So we've got good roots in the state, and we work with our partners on the ground so that we can get up and running as fast as possible. And our, you know, our supporters know that we're doing this in the most efficient, effective way. And so they've grown their support for us over the years, and we're really thankful because 4 million visits to voters for this 2020 cycle is a tall order, but we think we can do it.
All right, with Mallory Quigley, who is the national spokesperson with the Susan B. Anthony List and Women Speak Out, SBAList.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned some of the governor's actions before. I wanted to add to that New Jersey Governor Murphy, who gave Planned Parenthood $10 million of taxpayer funds after they surrendered through changes in Title IX and wound up losing $10 million. So you can add New Jersey in the list, too. You mentioned Arizona and Florida. Those are two interesting states because the belief is Arizona is starting to drift from purple, at least blue, maybe, and Florida is starting to drift so far to the red that Some political pundits believe the Democrats are going to throw up their hands at a national level and just walk away from Florida.
I'd like to see that. We've been in Florida for many years. There's so many strong pro-life people there. And what I think is really encouraging is that the increasing Hispanic population in Florida, they're very strongly pro-life. And so we actually have a specifically Spanish-speaking canvassing program where our team is going door-to-door in neighborhoods where they're predominantly speaking Spanish and even Creole. There's in the Miami region, there's so much diversity in that state, but they're unified on the issue of wanting to defend unborn children and their mothers, and so that's really encouraging.
How key is it to look at the fact that there's 28 House Democrats in districts that were won by President Trump, who are blatantly pro-abortion?
Yes, I think that, you know, when we look at the House, now, Susan B. Anthony, our priority is the Senate, because the Senate is where the president's Supreme Court and lower court nominees are going to be confirmed. But you're right that there are 28 House Democrats in states where President Trump won, and they are very radical. The agenda that they're supporting in Washington is totally out of step with their constituents. And so we are looking to layer on in our Senate battlegrounds where we can to layer on communicating about important House races. And it would be a huge victory to, of course, win back the House. And I think those key districts that you're talking about, exposing the difference between how the legislators are talking about these issues at home versus how they're voting in Washington, will be key to that effort.
And certainly, if you want to look at things as a game of chess as opposed to checkers, thinking moves ahead, if you can. Ensure that the House is going to become more pro-life than it is. That's important too, because House members, where are they going to go next? Well, you would think many of them are going to want to advance to the Senate sooner versus later.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking at the farm team of pro-life people that we have in the House, seeing who can move up. It really is a game of chess and not checkers, like you said.
What do you say to those who are on the same belief plank as you, platform as you, but are, even to this date, questioning President Trump, because in the past he has described himself back in the 90s as very pro-choice? I mean, certainly education could promote change and better understanding. Is that what we've seen with President Trump over the years?
I think that the time for doubts are over. And if you still have questions after 3.5 years of pro-life policy victories that this president has ushered in, then I don't know what I could say that would convince you to vote for him. You know, we're in a totally different state than we are in 2016. In 2016, it's true that we had statements that the president described himself as pro-choice. You know, he didn't have a legislative record, obviously not coming from a political background, but he made promises to Susan B. Anthony List and the pro-life movement, to my boss. He wrote a letter where he made 4 pro-life commitments, and he's kept those promises. And what's more, we have a list a mile long of the pro-life accomplishments of this administration. He's gonna he was embraced at the March for Life as the pro-life hero that he is, because people are paying attention to what it is that he's done. So I think that the time for questions is past. For doubts, there should be no doubt. And what's more, this is a movement that is made up of converts. We have to be welcoming to people who once disagreed with us. Otherwise, we won't grow. And that's what I've got to say about that.
Learn more about this, combination voter education, get out the vote effort, focusing on the issue of abortion, Susan B. Anthony List is doing, and also find out how you can become a part of this effort. Starting point is sbalist.org. We've been talking with the national spokesperson, with the Susan B. Anthony List, and Women Speak Out, Mallory Quigley. Mallory, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless.